It's time for our movie reviews. It's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And Tim always brings us a movie that's coming up in theaters. We can find it at our own Marcus Parkwood Cinema this weekend. Plus, he looks at what's streaming and Blu-ray. So, Tim, welcome. How are you today?
Thank you, Kelly. I'm doing great. I'm going to have a conversation with Mother Nature as well.
Good.
I think that I totally agree.
Yeah.
We need to get rid of this cold weather and snow and get on with spring.
I think if we take her out for coffee, she'll be fine.
I think so. There you go. Or take her to a movie. New in theaters. Harrison Ford stars in The Call of the Wild, the big screen adaptation of the classic Jack London tale. The film tells the story of a Gold Rush-era dog named Buck, a St. Bernard mix with a mind of his own, who forms a bond with John Thornton, played by Harrison Ford, who saves the canine from a brutal gold miner who nearly pushes the dog to death. Nursing Buck back to health, John and his four-legged friend embark upon an adventure in the Yukon, where John hopes to find peace after a family tragedy and where Buck discovers his true calling. Harrison Ford is wonderful as usual in The Call of the Wild, and it's a sweet, heartfelt tale really made for family audiences. But the film could have been so much better had the filmmakers used real dogs and animals instead of creating them all with CGI and motion capture. You can tell instantly that the dogs aren't real, which creates a huge disconnect for the viewer. The Call of the Wild is new in theaters. New on streaming video, Blu-ray, and DVD is The Good Liar, starring the always great Ian McKellen as a ruthless con man who targets a rich widow, played by the equally great Helen Mirren. As the con man discovers, though, the widow is not exactly an easy mark thanks to her hyper-vigilant grandson. The film features brilliant acting, of course, and is suspenseful throughout with some unexpected twists along the way that take us to some pretty dark places. The Good Liar is new on streaming video, Blu-ray, and DVD.
Okay, so I have been looking forward to this Harrison Ford movie, The Call of the Wild.
Yes.
And I guess I thought that part of the create, you know, everybody's always trying to be super creative. So I thought part of the, you know, the CGI dogs was supposed to be part of the coolness of it. But you think it takes away maybe?
I do. You know, I'm not against CGI entirely. Look, I mean, I think it can be pretty convincing, especially, you know, when you're talking about movies like The Jungle Book or The Lion King, where the animals are pretty convincing. Now, granted, they talk, which puts things in a different place, in different perspectives.
Sure.
You know, you have to look at a film like that, you know, from a different perspective. But here, you know, you're talking about a creature that we all pretty much interact with on a daily basis. I'm talking about dogs. I mean, not everybody has a dog, but imagine if they did the same thing with cats. You can just tell that they're not real. Now, I'm not entirely against it because they have situations where, if you're familiar with the story, I mean, Buck is put in some pretty precarious situations with dog fights and coming up against other animals and stuff. And you don't really, even with the use of, you know, wranglers and stunt dogs or whatever you want to say,
right?
You don't want to put dogs in precarious situations. I get that. I you know, don't like to see that sort of thing. That's unnecessary. So go ahead. Yeah, use the CGI there if you want. But when it's, you know, just a basic situation where, you know, Harrison is walking along with the dog, you don't need to create that, you know, as a computer-generated animal.
Yeah.
There are plenty of talented wranglers out there that could have come in and done the job probably for a lot cheaper than to employ a bunch of programmers to create a dog in a computer.
Oh, I guess I never really thought about it, but, you know, it makes sense, I guess. But Harrison Ford does still do a great job. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I mean, Harrison's great. He's got such of a presence. And I don't know if you were looking forward to a scene like this or not, Kelly, but yes, Harrison indeed does remove his shirt at one point.
Well, I never look at him that way.
At age 77, the man's going to be 78 in October.
Yeah?
He is put together.
I think Drew will be more excited about that than anything because he's the biggest Harrison Ford fan.
Well, you know, the other thing that I must point out, though, a friend said to me, well, yeah, well, maybe they used computer-generated effects there to make them look buff, too. So, you know, there's that. But,
could be.
You know, I think that they didn't. And he's in great shape. I mean, the man doesn't really seem to age. He appears older, naturally, because his character is, you know, older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's got a long white beard and his hair is white. And but no, I mean, he's just such a, I love Harrison Ford.
I always have.
You know, it's not like he can do Shakespeare. He's not an Ian McKellen sort of actor, but he is definitely there for a reason. I mean, the guy, he's an everyman sort of person, you know, somebody we can relate to.
I think that's it.
That's the key here.
Yeah, because I guess I've never thought that Harrison Ford is, in my book, like the over-the-top, the greatest actor in the world, but there's just something so likable about him. I think it's his facial expressions and the way he talks. He kind of seems like somebody you would know.
Yeah, very humble guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and thank you for posting that Harrison Ford interview that I did with him in 2013 on your webpage this week, because, you know, people, even just a couple minutes, you can get a sense that there's no pretentiousness about this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very humble, very laid-back, quiet sort of guy that just happens to be one of the biggest movie stars in the world.
Yeah.
Imagine a lot of other people in that position. There would probably be a level of cockiness there. But, you know, he is not. I mean, he's just the sort of guy you can root for when there's a terrorist that takes over Air Force One and he kicks him off saying, get off my plane, you know? I love the guy. I always have. And then, of course, you know, you have him in Star Wars, you have him in Indiana Jones. So, yeah, he is just terrific. And he's definitely, you know, something that you can look forward to for this film.
I know. I feel like I just insulted saying he wasn't the greatest actor in the world. I didn't kind of mean it like that.
No,
it's like, I love everything he does.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there are some people that, you know, are better at the craft. I mean, but again, you know, I couldn't see, like I mentioned, Ian McKellen, who's in The Good Liar. He's a great actor for The Good Liar. Could I see him doing what he did in The Call of the Wild? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, no, I don't think, and I don't think Harrison would take that as an insult either.
I think he knows his roles.
He's happy to be him. This is a guy that was, he was a carpenter on the set of Star Wars when George Lucas grabbed him and said, hey, read these lines against this young fella named Mark Hamill, and let's see how this works. And he realized, it's like, you know what, I got to put him in this picture. You know, he is just an everyday guy who's, I think, very appreciative of what he does, you know, and the opportunities. And, no, I mean, some people are just better at certain things. And you could say he's a great action-adventure actor, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
That sort of guy.
Drew?
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Drew, how are you doing?
I'm good. I had to chime in because you're talking about Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that, like, there are some actors that are really good at being diverse, and there are some actors that, like, just play themselves, and I think that Harrison Ford is one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, when I say, and I've said it before, you know, Bruce Willis is great at playing Bruce Willis. That is not a slam by any means, because Bruce Willis is really good.
Yeah.
And you always look forward to roles that he's in, and you look forward to certain roles that Harrison Ford is in. So, yeah, it's not a slam by any means. Hey, look, these people are employed. They're making a lot of money. If they do take offense to something like that, then they're probably taking themselves too seriously. Fortunately, Harrison is one of those guys that doesn't take himself too seriously.
Right.
I know this is totally not on topic, but real quick, can you give me your thoughts on Rise of Skywalker, Tim?
Yeah, you know, I really, really like the film. And it's coming out at the end of March on video, and of course we'll be talking about it then. But, you know, I was very satisfied with the way they wrapped things up. I know some people felt a disconnect with The Last Jedi. I happen to like the movie, but I certainly liked The Rise of Skywalker better. I mean, they really needed to wrap this story up in a sensible sort of way, and I liked the direction they took with it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'll Is that how you feel, Drew?
No, I feel the opposite. I think that The Last Jedi was the superior film in the trilogy.
I see.
All right, we're going to have a serious debate here, Drew. Me and you, brother, we're going to have to go an hour on the air with this one.
Whenever it comes out on DVD next month,
like
we'll sit down.
People like what they like, and that's cool, you know. I like The Last Jedi. I just thought that, you know, I was looking forward to this one, and I like the way that they went with the film.
Right. Okay, so before you go, we do want to still talk a little bit about The Good Liar. Did you think that that was something that is better seen at home, or would it have been something better to see in theaters?
You know, it's a movie that works at home. Sadly, not a lot of people saw this movie in theaters, and I have to say it's probably a demographic sort of thing. When you're talking about Ian McKellen and Helen Mirren, you know, two actors that are, you know, in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, it's just not they're not the sort of marquee people that people go to see.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're missing out when they miss them on the big screen. But fortunately, again, video, Blu-ray, DVD, it's a perfect place for this sort of movie. Hopefully, this is the sort of movie people will discover. It's got a lot of twists and turns. It doesn't go exactly the way you think it's going to go.
Okay.
Again, you have two superior actors. Again, you know, they're just great at what they do. Now, Helen Mirren, I must point out, has done some great work in an action movie called Red, and Ian McKellen has also done stuff in X-Men, you know. So, you know, they're capable of doing other things too, but I think that they're really terrific in drama where you get more nuance, and you definitely get that here.
Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. Do you have any idea what we're going to be talking about next week?
Next week we're going to be talking about The Invisible Man, which is a reboot of sort of the Universal Monsters universe that came and went really quickly with Tom Cruise's The Mummy, but now they're getting another chance with The Invisible Man. This stars Elizabeth Moss, and I'm really looking forward to it because I'm a big monster movie fan, so I can't wait to talk about it next week.
All right, Tim. Where can people learn more about you and watch some of these interviews? We did post some. They can go to WJYN.com or our mobile app and check out that interview with Harrison Ford. But to find you on a regular basis, how do they do it?
Yes, it's directconversations.com. Again, I posted that Harrison Ford interview as well, and again, I thank you for doing that with the WJON website. And I also share the links on Twitter at Tim Lammers Films.
All right, Tim, thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the temperatures.
Bye, Tim.